it amusing to watch me rubbing my bottom with a wooden ladybird.
Tonight's essay was presented by Ross Raisin. Tomorrow evening, John Walsh steps out for a spring walk, and that's here on Radio 3 at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45. And don't forget, the essay is now available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page.
BBC Radio 3 follows the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra to India. The orchestra is currently on a groundbreaking tour, taking in Chennai, Delhi, and concluding on Sunday with a concert in Mumbai. Hear Nicola Benedetti playing Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5, and James McMillan conducts Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, live in concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We begin our coverage with Friday's Breakfast, when my guests live in India will include the distinguished former BBC foreign correspondent Sir Mark Tully. Join me, Petrop Trelawney, for breakfast, live from Mumbai, this Friday, from 6:30 till 9, here on BBC Radio 3.
Back to this Tuesday evening. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Mara Carlisle.
You know, even though, I have to say this, even though you don't figure you can be heard, you can, and you guys are so crazy.
What do you mean, we guys are so what?
You're so crazy back there. I can't...
We do this every day, all day long.
Okay, all right.
In fact, if you took more of my attitude, you would find this easiest.
All right.
Stop fighting every line and just go ahead and do the song.
All right.
And then listen back, then pick out what you don't dig, and then do it complete again.
All right.
You see what I mean?
Well, this time, can it be a chance for a final thing? If so,
Every time we roll, we're for a final thing.
Okay.
Every time we roll, we're not changing the settings or anything.
All right.
If you don't say anything on the end, then there's always a chance if you don't mar the take by saying something, as we not told you to let it decay.
Okay. Take a chance that you might understand. Why can't I talk to you? Say the words that would make everything clear about the way I feel. It's such a strong emotion, so new to me. About the way I feel inside. It must be love. It must be. But I don't have the strength within myself to take a chance that you might scorn me. So I must wait with hopeful heart for you to look at me once more and see a woman you could always love, and with nothing more than feelings, know how very much she needs you.
Patty Waters engaging in a bit of studio banter before launching into a flawless performance of Why Can't I Come to You from a studio demo, hence the crackles, recorded in 1964. I have all sorts coming up in tonight's Late Junction, including a few foolish themed tunes to mark today's tricky date, and later on a motley trio of baritone voices. But first, something from violinist Sarah Neufeldt, who's probably best known as a member of Arcade Fire, but is a prodigious composer and performer in her own right too. From her mostly instrumental debut album, this is Hero Brother.
Thank you. C'est une légende de Bornéo qui nous a inspiré cette chanson. À Bornéo, on raconte que les orangs-outans, les grands singes oranges, sont dotés de la parole comme vous et moi, messieurs, dames, et qu'ils refusent de parler pour éviter que l'homme les fasse travailler. Eh ben nous c'est pareil, nous on veut pas bosser, alors on va se taire. Pour plus faire exploiter, on va partir au loin. Oubliez votre chemin et toutes vos exigences. Nous, on s'en lave les mains. Laissez derrière nous tout ce fric, on s'en fout. Vos médailles à la con et vos promesses bidons. Car les jeux des gamins nous font bien plus rêver. Alors on joue aux singes et on va s'évader dans une petite forêt, sans banquier, sans prêt, qu'il faudrait rembourser sur une trentaine d'années. Belle la vie du haut de notre arbre, mais il a fallu que vous nous retrouviez pour nous foutre en cage et nous faire payer nos rêves de partage et de communauté. On voulait pas bosser et pas participer au budget de ces bombes qu'on n'avait pas demandé, mais le jeu du silence était bien cher payé. Aujourd'hui comme tout le monde, on a des chaînes aux pieds.
With apologies to the French speakers among you who might have clocked some rather colourful language in there, that was Les Blaireaux de Ravel with their orangutan-themed protest song. And before that was the violinist Sarah Neufeld with a title track from her debut solo album, Hero Brother, which was released last autumn on Constellation Records. Now time for some late 70s experimental no-wave, but sounding very contemporary. This is Lizzie Mercier des Clous with one of the best song titles, Hard Boiled Babe.
Dash and Lee. no longer remember. Nick Nora and Nick Chalmers.
Thank you.
Late Junction favourite Max DeWardner with Until My Blood Is Pure from his album Where I Am Today. You might have heard Max's live broadcast from the Radio 3 pop-up studio at London's South Bank a couple of weeks ago. Their Pull Out All the Stops organ festival has events running until June. And before that, you heard Lizzie Mercier-Desclous and the controlled chaos of her brilliant track Hard Boiled Babe. Now for one of my favourite new bands, the prodigiously talented Canadian trio Bad Bad Not Good. I think they were all still teenagers when they recorded this filthy instrumental version of an already pretty filthy track by Earl Sweatshirt. Featuring Leland Whitty on saxophone, this is Earl.
That we have here is all that we've always had. We have jealousy, tenderness, curses, and gifts. But the plight of a people who have forgotten their myths and imagine that somehow now is is all that there is a sorry plight. All isolation and worry. The life in your veins, it is godly, heroic. You were born for greatness, you can believe that. You can know it, you can take it from the tears of the poets. See, there's always been heroes, and there's always been villains. And yes, the stakes may have changed, but really there's no difference. There's always been heartbreak and greed and ambition and bravery and love and trespass and contrition. We are the same beings that began, still living in all of our fury and foulness and friction. These are everyday odysseys. We have dreams, we make decisions. The stories are there if you listen. The stories are here. The stories are you. And your fear and your hope is as old as the language of smoke. You know the language of blood, the language of languishing love. The gods are all here because the gods are in us. The gods are in the betting shop, the gods are in the cafe, the gods are smoking fags out the back. The gods are in the office block, the gods are at their desks, the gods are giving more and getting less. The gods are at the rave and they're two pills deep into dancing. The gods are in the alleyways laughing. The gods are at the doctors, they need something for their stress. The gods are in the toilets having unprotected sex. The gods are in the supermarket, they're working home. They can't stop checking Facebook on their phones. They're in a traffic jam, they're on a train. The gods are watching adverts, the gods are not to blame. Working for the council, now they're on the dole. Now they're getting drunk, pissing their wages down a hole. The gods are in their gardens, it's raining, they're watching plants, man. The gods are in the classrooms and those poor things don't stand a chance. The gods are trying to tell the truth, the truth is hard to say. The gods are born, they live a while and then they pass away. They're in a crowded street, it's too much, they feel sick. Sure, there must be more to life, but they don't know what it is. These gods ain't got no oracles to translate their requests. These gods have got a headache and a payment plan. And stress about when next they'll see their kids. They aren't fighting over favourites. They're just getting on with it, they are the brand new angels.
Unmistakable voice of Kate Tempest, who won last year's Ted Hughes Poetry Prize for her hour-long epic Brand New Ancients, and that was an excerpt. The sold-out live show has been touring the country since November, and there are a few more dates left before it comes to rest at the Battersea Arts Centre in London in April. Kate also has a new solo record coming out in May called Everybody Down that I'm pretty excited about. And there's a new album coming too from the band I played before Kate, Toronto's Bad Bad Not Good. They're touring the UK and Ireland in early May. And they're fairly jaw-dropping live, I must say. So if you get the chance to see them play, I would jump at it. Now, it's still April Fool's Day, and there's still time to play some silly games. We're going old school.
Thank you.
More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise. The closing line of Orlando Gibbon's 17th century madrigal, The Silver Swan, apparently lamenting the end of an era in Elizabethan musical tradition. Before that, not quite as old school as Gibbon's, you heard some effortless top C's sung by Janet Kaye on the lovers rock classic Silly Games. You're listening to Late Junction on Radio 3 with me, Mara Carlisle. I saw the Estonian TV Girls Choir performing at an Anna Silvera concert a couple of years ago and was totally mesmerised by their ability to hold perfect nine-part harmonies whilst executing almost Tai Chi-like enigmatic dance moves. And you can have a look on YouTube if you don't believe me. And I'd chosen to play this before discovering that they're actually performing in the UK this weekend. What a boon! They're at London's South Bank on Sunday, and I really hope they're going to sing this.
Timbi when and Chomzan. A pass to Timbi Seshaile. A pass to Becky Panchi Panti. A pass to Kalalom Sepenti. Bamba Lon Timbi when and Chomzan. A pass to Timbi Seshaile. A pass to Becky Panchi Panti. A pass to Kalalom Sepenti. Bamba Lon Timbi when and Chomzan. Percole, Calissa Amadota, Yachis, Sala Percole, Bamba Lon Timbi, when I jump side. Yachis, Sala Percole, Calissa Amadota, Yachis, Sala Percole, Bamba Lon Timbi, when I jump side. A pass to Kalalo Sebenti, Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side. A pass to high, a pass to, a pass to high, a pass to, a pass to high, a pass to, Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side. A pass to high, a pass to, a pass to high, a pass to, a pass to. I have passed to Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side. A pass to Timbi Seshaile. A pass to Becky Panchi Panti. A pass to Kalalom Sepenti. Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side. A pass to Timbi Seshaile. A pass to Becky Panchi Panti. A pass to Kalalom Sepenti. Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side. A pass to high, a pass to, a pass to high, a pass to, a pass to high, a pass to. Bamba Lon Timbi when I jump side.
From 1957, that was Mabel Mafuya, one of South Africa's most celebrated jive singers of the time, with Bamba Lon Timbi. And before that, the bewitching harmonies of the Estonian TV Girls Choir performing Sampo Tagumine, composed by Veljo Tuomis. The Langley School's music project is a collection of lo-fi recordings made in the late 70s of Canadian school children singing pop songs accompanied by an out-of-tune piano, which actually sounds much better than that description might suggest. The version of an Eagles song sung by a nine-year-old girl is a famously moving rendition. It sounds completely unforced and naturally very soulful and a little bit haunting too. I was curious to learn a bit more about the singer, so I hunted out a radio interview with her on NPR from 2001. Now a grown woman, she was asked to reflect on her performance, and she shared with some reticence that the reason she probably sounded so sad on that recording was because actually she was sad. And she talked a little about being a troubled child from a broken home. And for me, learning this about the singer made what was an already really poignant song almost unbearably sad, but nonetheless beautiful, which is why I'd like to play it to you. Get your hankies out. This is Desperado.
Love you before it's too. told your sister, tell him that you wasn't home. Tell me who, yeah. Tell me who was the guy at the door. And you told your sister to tell him that he had to go. Tell me who. And you don't have to laugh. I pack my clothes. I say bye-bye. Tell me who, yeah. Tell me who. Were you giving signals to? When we was walking down the street and the guy we happened to meet, oh, girl, tell me who, yeah. Tell me who were you giving eyes to when we walked in the door and he passed through the store? Tell me who, girl. And you don't have to laugh. I pack my clothes. I say bye-bye. Tell me who. Somebody else, but I love you. But I just can't stand around and let you use me like a tool, you know. And I got to sit on the sideline and play dead, you know. Like, honey, it wouldn't be right, you know. Tell me.
Impeccable vocals from the Montgomery Express with another Trixie-themed song called Who, released in 1974 on the Smithsonian Folkways label. According to the sleeve notes on the LP, the Montgomery Express was a group of teenage musicians originating in Indian Town, Florida, under the direction of Mr. Sandy Montgomery, well known for his work with young people in and around his hometown. The featured singers on this record are Paul Montgomery and Charles Atkins. And the patter at the end there reminded me just a little bit of Andre 3000 from Outkast. And before that, we heard the Langley School's Music Project with Desperado. Here's another song that's also a bit hard to place. I think it sounds like it could have been recorded any time in the last 80 years. This is Keeley Forsyth and One of These Days.
One of these days, one of these days, would you take me to the top and drive us quiet in the fog? Go looking for the light, lights in the sky keep us apart. The Ted and roadblock is into the front, wings are crying again. One of these days, one of these days, would you take me to the top? Drive us quiet in the fog, go looking for the light. Light in the sky keep us apart. Daughter and drone, lucky in the front, wings are crying again. One of these days, one of these days, would you take me to the top? Drive us quiet into the fog, go looking for the light. Lights into the sky keep us apart. Dotted and roadblock heels into the front, wings are crying again. Mm.
Inspired by a Greek rumbetica tune from 1939, that was Mavrika with The Gambler, following a song from actor and musician Keely Forsyth, just recently recorded, in fact, called One of These Days. Keely's working on an album of similarly wonky, lo-fi northern folk. Really keen to hear some more. Hurry up, Keely! It's so nice hearing different English accents in music, don't you think? This is Late Junction on Radio 3, with me, Mara Carlisle. The next song is one of my all-time favourites. Ella Fitzgerald singing a Duke Ellington composition with her heartbreaking vocal, accompanied by Ellington's arrangement for big band, which is as dense and chewy and sweet as my granny's meringues. I got it bad.
The poets say that all who love are blind, but I'm in love and I know what time it is. The good book says, go seek and ye shall find. Well, I have sought and my, what a climb it is. My life is just like the weather, it changes with the hours. When he's near, I'm fair and warmer. When he's gone, I'm cloudy with showers. In emotion like the ocean, it's either sink or swim. When a woman loves a man like I love him. Treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Got it bad. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. No, nobody could.
Arranged and composed by Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And that was recorded in New York in 1957. Sticking with singular voices, I mentioned earlier that I wanted to play you a selection of my favourite baritones. And here they are. One from the past, one from the present, and one from the future.
Thank you. I said goodbye to the eyes of the dove. We came seeking God, we've come seeking love. Now it's feelers at night, tills in the day. Over and under we look for each other, and that's how we pray. Oh, out of the door, into the night. The alleyway dreams, loses its fight. It's a long journey back, if you're not going home. Tristessa await, I leave flesh alone. Oh. She put a prayer into her blood, poison and angels singing love, love. Borracha clown, the leader of gangs. If we point and laugh, who wins the game? It comes to us all, it's not fickle, my friend. All born to die, so shall suffering end. Oh. I have no love, it's where these pictures came from. Would you like to see? Can you explain them to me?
Maybe I'm afraid.
Someone I expect we'll be hearing a lot more from this year. That was Quabs, with a song called Spirit Fade from his recently released EP, co-written and produced by previous Late Junction collaborator Dave Akumu. Before that was a new track from American singer-songwriter Willie Mason, I Have Known Love, part of a compilation of songs by various artists inspired by Jack Kerouac's novella Tristessa. And before Willie, you heard Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing the third of Mahler's Rücktlieder, Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen, I am lost to the world. I think we all have days like that. So, we've reached the end of my first broadcast here on BBC Radio 3. Thank you for joining me on my maiden voyage. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time, but I'll leave you tonight with an extraordinary piece by Polish composer Andrzej Panufnik, who was writing crunchy, discordant strings long before Ligeti. This is the beautifully creepy lullaby. Don't have nightmares. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. There's a rare outing for Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 2 in the second hour this morning, but first we're off to Poland, to the Grand Hall of the Royal Castle in Warsaw, no less, where the 2013 Beethoven Easter Festival welcomed the Vienna-based Artists String Quartet to play one expected composer and one unexpected. Stay tuned to find out who he is. Beethoven's first set of string quartets is his Opus 18, and from it we'll hear number 1 in F. The opening allegro is perky enough, but in stark contrast, Beethoven's inspiration in the adagio that follows was supposedly the denouement of Romeo and Juliet.